Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all this morning?
Fine.
I was good when I got here. I'm even better now. Wow. That was so much fun. As much as the full whole house band stuff is good, every now and then doing an acoustic set like that with just percussion accompaniments, just fun. It's fun. Anybody else got something before we go on? No? I can remember looking at a room full of people in the upper room. Some of y'all don't know what that means. When we were in Trustful all those years ago. And saying, someday we'll walk in here and I'll say, you have anything else? And it'll just be full of testimony all around the room of what God's done, not just to you, but through you for other people. I still believe that. I got time. Really, for the last couple of weeks, but last week especially, as we drill down into Hebrews in the fourth chapter, looking at the 14th verse, since we have a great high priest who has traversed, remember what we said, traversed. He came down through the heavens and he went back up through the heavens, who has traversed the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, we should, and then we looked at those words, krateia and homologia, be dominating in our, and last week we made that stern correction. It's not a confession at all. It's not that you're admitting to something, you're making an avowal of something, usually something that might be wrong. But a profession is to declare publicly or openly your faith or what you believe. It's a profession. We should be dominating in our profession. Dominating in our profession. So that's where we've been. Sunday afternoon, I'm hearing a little bit of ring. Sunday afternoon, I'm doing my thing. Once we settle back into the office there, I'm editing the teaching and trying to get it online because I know a few people that like to listen to it in the afternoon. And going through paperwork and getting things squared away. And I noticed Julie wasn't around. And when I got toward the end to a stopping place, I walked in and she was sitting in front of the television watching stuff in the other room, in our living room. And she got up and she was holding the clicker. That's what I call remote control. She was holding the clicker and she said, do you want to watch this? I've been watching it. It's pretty amazing. And I looked up and it was the Charlie Kirk Memorial service from Glendale, Arizona. Obviously, I knew it was going on. I really didn't think that much about it. I said, sure. She said, I've been recording part of it. And she was having to leave to go call Christy. She and Christy talk at least once a week for like 2 hours on the phone. I don't know. It's like two teenage girls when I was a kid. You couldn't get my sister off the phone, right? So she left to go call Christy. And I started watching. Now, remember, we just went through professing a public declaration of faith before people. And I'm watching this thing. There's over 70,000 people in the actual stadium. There's another, they say, roughly 30,000 people in an adjacent arena. And, of course, there's millions of people on television or online watching, who knows how many millions of people worldwide. And I'm looking at the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the Secretary of State of the United States, the Director of National Intelligence, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, which some of y'all may not realize, financially, budget-wise, that's the largest cabinet-level department in the country, among others. And I was, it was a surreal moment. I started recording, obviously, I got in late, and so I went and recorded some other. I found out that TBN was just re-showing it, so I went and watched some of what I missed. Like when I talked to a friend of mine, I said, did you watch it? And he said, you know, well, it was real long. And I said, yeah, did you watch it? You know, he said, well, it was over 4 hours. And I said, yeah, like 4 and a half. Did you watch it? Well, I watched some of it, right? So I'm watching, and it is a surreal moment for me. Would you bring up that video? I want to show this to you. And a couple of people that I talked to who watched, witnessed what went on, a couple of them felt the same way I did. This is the Secretary of State.
Look, I think he had a tremendous impact on young Americans in general. I think he had a very special and direct impact on young men in this country. That's one of the greatest developments I've seen. It's been very positive. I think we remember him for that. I think we remember him for constantly saying, you want to live a productive life, get married, start a family, love your country. These are powerful messages. But I hope many who are watching, I imagine there are people watching here tonight that didn't know much about Charlie Kirk until 11 days ago. Maybe they were disengaged from politics. Maybe they were partially engaged. I hope one of the things they take from this is that the movement Charlie Kirk led and started and gave fuel to was about politics, but not only about politics. It was deeper. It was broader. And I would say that, taking the liberty, but I'm confident he would agree, one of the things he wants us to take away from this, from all of this, is the following. His deep belief that we were all created, every single one of us, before the beginning of time, by the hands of the God of the universe, an all-powerful God, who loved us and created us for the purpose of living with him in eternity. But then sin entered the world and separated us from our Creator. And so God took on the form of a man and came down and lived among us. And he suffered like men. And he died like a man. But on the third day he rose unlike any mortal man. And to prove any doubters wrong, he ate with his disciples so they could see, and they touched his wounds. He didn't rise as a ghost or as a spirit, but as flesh. And then he rose to the heaven, but he promised he would return, and he will. And when he returns, because he took on that death, because he carried that cross, we were freed from the sin that separated us from him. And when he returns, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and we will all be together, and we are going to have a great reunion there again with Charlie and all the people we love. Thank you, and God bless you.